ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेद्। शृण्वतं स्वाकता कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयन्तस्तो हि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सतां। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके।
Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 15. The title of the chapter is Descendants of King Priyavrata, text number 7. So this is a prose style, so I'll just read like as much as I can read from here.
सा
वै
स्वधर्मेन प्रजापालन पोषण प्रीणन उपलालन अनुशासन लक्षणे आधिना च भगवती महापुरुषे परावरे भ्रमणे सर्वात्मनार्पिता परमार्था लक्षणेन ब्रह्मवे चरणा सेव्यापादिता भगवत भक्ति योगेन चाभिक्षण परिभावितादि शुद्धमते उपरात्म्याम् आत्मनि स्वयं उपलभ्यमान ब्रह्मात्मानुभवो अवि निरभिमान एव वाणीम् आजुगुपात्। स दैट किंग गया वाई इंडीड स्वधर्मेन बाय हिज ओन ड्यूटी
Prajapalena. So Prajapalana of protecting the subjects. Poshana of maintaining them. Preenam. Preenana of making them happy in all respects. Upalalana of treating them as sons. Anushasana of sometimes chastising them for their mistakes. Lakshaneya by the symptoms of a king. Ijya adina by performing the ritualistic ceremonies as recommended in the Vedas. Cha also Bhagavati unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. Mahapurushe, the chief of all living entities. Para Avare, the source of all living entities. From the highest Lord Brahma to the lowest like the insignificant ants. Brahmani unto Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva, Sarva Atmana, in all respects. Arpita, of being surrendered. Parama Artha Lakshanena, with spiritual symptoms. Brahmaved, of self-realized saintly devotees. Charana Anusevaya, by the service of the lotus feet. Apadita, achieved. Bhagavad Bhakti Yogena, by the practice of devotional service to the Lord. Cha, also. Abhikshanasha, continuously. Paribhavita, saturated. Atisuddhamati, whose completely pure consciousness, full realization that the body and the mind are separate from the soul. Uparata anatmya, wherein identification with material things was stopped. Atmani, in his own self. Swayam, personally. Upalabhyamana, being realized. Brahma Atma Anubhava, perception of his own position as the Supreme Spirit. Api, although. Nirabhimana, without false prestige. Eva, in this way. Avanim, the whole world. Ajugupat, ruled strictly according to the Vedic principles. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. King Gaya gave full protection and security to the citizens so that their personal property would not be disturbed by undesirable elements. He also saw that there was sufficient food to feed all citizens. This is called poshan. He would sometimes distribute gifts to the citizens to satisfy them. This is called preenan. He would sometimes call meetings and satisfy the citizens with sweet words. This is called upalalana. He would also give them good instructions on how to become first-class citizens. This is called anusasana. Such were the characteristics of King Gaya's royal order. Besides all these things, King Gaya was a householder who strictly observed the rules and regulations of household life. He performed sacrifices and was an unalloyed pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was called Mahapurusha because as a king, he gave the citizens all facilities. As a householder, he executed all his duties so that at the end he became a strict devotee of the Supreme Lord. As a devotee, he was always ready to give respect to other devotees and to engage in devotional service to the Lord, service of the Lord. This is the Bhakti Yoga process. Due to all these transcendental activities, King Gaya was always free from the bodily conception. He was full in Brahman realization, and consequently he was fully jubilant. He did not experience material lamentation. Although he was perfect in all respects, he was not proud, nor was he anxious to rule the kingdom. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, when he descends on earth, he has two types of business: to give protection to the faithful and annihilate the demons. Paritranaya sadunam vinasaya chadushkritam. Since the king is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is sometimes called Naradeva, that is the Lord as a human being. According to the Vedic injunctions, he is worshipped as God on the material platform. As a representative of the Supreme Lord, the king had the duty to protect the citizens in a perfect way so that they would not be anxious for food and protection, and so that they would be jubilant. The king would supply everything for their benefit, and because of this, he would levy taxes. If the king or government otherwise levies taxes on the citizens, he becomes responsible for the sinful activities of the citizens. In Kali Yuga, monarchy is abolished because the kings themselves are subjected to the influence of Kali Yuga. It is understood from the Ramayana that when Vibhishana became friends with Lord Ramachandra, he promised that if by chance or will he broke the laws of friendship with Lord Ramachandra, he would become a Brahmana or a king in Kali Yuga. In this age, as Vibhishana indicated, both Brahmanas and kings are in a wretched condition. Actually, there are no kings or Brahmanas in this age, and due to their absence, the whole world is a chaotic condition and is always in distress. Compared to present standards, Maharaj Gaya was a true representative of Lord Vishnu. He was known as Mahapurusha. So here, Lord, we are just hearing about the descendants of Priyavrata Maharaj, because we know Priyavrata Maharaj was there, and also who is Priyavrata's brother? Uttanapada. Uttanapada, Priyavrata Maharaj. So we heard many descendants of Uttanapada Maharaj, I guess all the Dhruva Maharaj, they are all coming in that dynasty. So we are discussing about the Priyavrata Maharaj and their dynasty. And Swayambhuva Manu had five children. Who are they? Uttanapada, Priyavrata, and three. Prasuti, Akuti, Ruchi. Devahuti. Yes, yeah, correct. So just a reminder, always nice, good to know, because sometimes, you know, like it's a, they are exemplary people actually. Their character is exemplary. All these personalities. So Srila Prabhupada talking about King Gaya here in this particular purport. Srila Prabhupada talks about the kings generally. In general, he talks about the kings in the purport, many purports. The king is called Naradeva. Naradeva is just like a representative of the Supreme Lord in the human form. In this particular way, he is representative. His position is very, very glorious. King's position is very glorious. So, here in this purport or in this sloka, the translation goes like this. King Gaya gave full protection and security to the citizens so that their personal property would not be disturbed by undesirable elements. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says also the characteristics of a Kshatriya. In the 18th chapter, if you read that 18th chapter, that that's Brahmana qualifications are given, and then Kshatriya qualification, Krishna is saying, Sauryam Tejo Dhritir Dakshyam Yuddhe Chapi Layanam Dhanam Ishwara Bhavascha Kshatram Karma Swabhavacha. The Swabhava, what is the Swabhava of a Kshatriya? He says, Dhanam Ishwara Bhava, Ishwara Bhava. Ishwara Bhava means he has the mentality of controller. But we have to understand, it's not like that person is, even though he has the mentality of controller, but he is under control of the Supreme Lord. It's not like he is not absolute controller. Even though we say monarch is completely controlling everything, but even that monarch was also under the control of a Brahmana. So this is the system is so wonderful, like there is always checks and balances are there. It's not that a king can do anything and everything. No, it's not like, we have examples, great examples in Srimad Bhagavatam, how king should behave. Like we have a big list of people like Yudhishthira Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj and all this. And how the king should not behave, that also we have examples. We have examples like Maharaj Vena, and there are different... Nahusha, this is good, thanks for reminding. Nahusha, and also I was thinking about Dhruva Maharaj also. Dhruva Maharaj at one point in time, he kind of went on a hunting spree or a killing spree, no? Like just he killed the Yakshas left, right, center. So at that time, like in Swayambhuva Manu came and then, my dear Dhruva, so what you are doing is not befitting your position. Like this, is always checks and balances are there. So the king is absolute, one sense, but the king is also has a responsibility. So that Srila Prabhupada makes it very clear, you know, like the king's duties, you know, like the duties of the kings. And Srila Prabhupada writes in one of the Vedic history, we have all these different kings are there. Naradeva, ideal king, he is ideal king. He does not think by hook or crook, no, I have become a king. So most of the time, this is what we find actually in our situation. Somebody becomes a prime minister or president or whatever, no, like so by votes or something, they think, now I have become a king or queen, whatever it may be. So now let me try to amass, or let me try to siphon something here, maybe whatever my duration, 4 years, 5 years, let me try to amass something so that, no, like me, myself, my family, my descendants, everybody will be comfortable. This is the modern disease actually. But the olden days, the Vedic history, the kings are completely different. The Vedic kings, they are thinking, I am a representative of the Lord. I have been given, I have been ordained, I have been put in a position so that I can fulfill. Because he has the bhava, that dhanam, Ishwara bhava. Because according to the bhava, he has been given this position. So according to the, see Brahmana, and he has his position. He is like his characteristics are there, and the Kshatriya, according to the Kshatriya characteristics, he has been given this position. So he is thinking, I have been given this position, how will I engage myself and also the people who are the descendants in such a way so that they can live here happily and also achieve the ultimate result. This is the beauty actually. Because that is why, so even though there was monarchy was there, not so much of problems were not there actually. Because now because the monarchy is abolished because of the later descendants of the kings and other things, they became very kind of extravagant, and then they became very sensuous. So that could not be maintained. So Srila Prabhupada explains that in the purport, as Lord Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, when he descends on earth, he has two types of business. Krishna has two types of business, paritranaya sadhuna, vinashaya dashkurta, and dharma samsthapanarthaya. That is another one. Automatically it happens. So the king, and Prabhupada says, since the king is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is sometimes called Naradeva, that is Lord as a human being. According to Vedic injunction, he is worshipped as God on the material platform. As the representative of the Supreme Lord, the king had the duty to protect the citizens in perfect way, say, so that they would not be anxious for food, protection, and say they would be jubilant. So, having taken birth in this material world, so we have having taken birth, what can you do? You don't want to just like, you can't prematurely finish this. That's why in a Vedic system does not recommend committing suicide. But also, so now having taken birth, now we have to live here And while living, how we can live? We need shelter, we need food, we need all these things are needed. So the king's duty is to maintain all these things. For that purpose, Srila Prabhupada says the king will levy taxes. So this is a very scientific actually. Because otherwise, you know, there is everybody is working and nobody is giving money to the government. How the government will run actually? So the king also, he has some funds will be there in the treasury, but he needs for maintenance and everything. So king needs also. So that way, you know, the taxes are levied. And Srila Prabhupada, many purports he explained, the levy, he is not, a king is not just like only extractor of the taxes. He has to give also. The giver. He is not only the taker and he is giver also. So the king has to have knowledge. That's why the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Rajavidya, this is like all the kings, the Bhagavad Gita knowledge was all imparted to all the Vivaswan, Manu, everyone. Why? Because they were the rulers of the world. If they know the knowledge, they are not this body, they are spirit soul. They have to engage themselves and also all the citizens in the service of the Lord. Then they will be able to do justice actually. And if the kings, they don't know all these things, then the whole situation will be chaotic. So that is why the administrative class, they should be knowing this knowledge. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, many times he explains like the rulers of this country, they should know this, they should know the knowledge. Because then they will be able to rule the citizens. Otherwise they will be thinking, oh, now I got an opportunity, let me use it for my own purpose, my own sense gratification. That is what now the whole system has fallen down actually. People are, monarchs were there and then monarchs misused their position. They just thought like, now I am everything, let me squander the whole thing. Then it became like a completely useless actually. Now people are saying democracy, democracy. When the name of democracy also, the another problem going on. Because this is like a democracy, nobody cares. For the people, by the people, all these different slogans, slogans look very good. But no good actually, for the people, by the people, of the people, like this doesn't mean anything actually. So Srila Prabhupada continues in the purport, the king would supply everything for their benefit and because of this he would levy taxes. If the king or government otherwise levies taxes on the citizens, he becomes responsible for the sinful activities of the citizens. Everybody gets their share. The king is pious, king is looking after the citizens, not only material well-being, he has to look after the spiritual well-being also. So then, whatever the activities they are doing, the king also gets a certain percentage, 1/6 or whatever that percentage, he also gets some credits, pious credits, he also gets it. But the citizens are engaged in sinful activities, so then king also gets that. So that way, king also has a vested interest, one sense. Like, because if I rule the citizens properly, if the citizens are engaged in devotional service, in the pious activities or perform sacrifices, king will also get the benefit. Just because you are guiding them, you are under your shelter, then they will also get the benefit. So this we have to remember. It's not only applicable for the king, sometimes, you know, like, so as a head of the state, head of the family, as anyone, you know, like as a teacher, because this all applies to us also. You know, like we are looking after, maybe we are not looking for a government, we are just looking after a small family, but whoever we are looking after them, they are also, okay, they are dependent on me. So I have to look after their needs, basic needs are there, and also I have to look after their material needs and also the spiritual needs. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam says, like in the famous sloka where Rishabhadev says, Guru Nasasyat, where the, what is the sloka? Guru Nasasyat, Janani Nasasyat. No? This is like where he says, like, I was just noting down somewhere that sloka. Sorry. Yeah, Guru Nasasyat, Swajano Janasyat, Pita Nasasyat, Janani Nasasyat, Daivam Nasasyat, Na patis na sasya, namocha yeche samupeta mrityum. One who cannot deliver his dependence from the path of repeated birth and death should not become a spiritual master, a relative, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. Some of the king's name is not there, but still we can understand. One should not become a father, one should not become a mother, one should not become a guru, one should not be. And same way, one should not become a king if he is not able to deliver the descendants. It is not a question of all the pompous, all this thing. That is not important. What is more important is, I have been given this role, I have been ordained to perform this duty, how I will look after the citizens. That's why we find in the history, all these kings were very, very conscious actually. Yudhishthira Maharaj was very conscious. Parikshit Maharaj was very conscious of the fact that Yudhishthira Maharaj is lamenting actually. He is lamenting because of putting me into the throne, so many people have been killed. So he is feeling for that. It's not like he's enjoying or something. He's feeling. And then even Lord Krishna, he tried to console him. He could not console also. So this is the beauty. Lord Krishna is a supreme Lord. He can console anyone. But Lord Krishna made in such a way that he himself could not console him. Because he wanted to glorify Bhishma Dev. Because this is the beauty. So then Bhishma Dev spoke to Yudhishthira Maharaj about all this Sri Dharma, Kula Dharma, Jati Dharma, Raja Dharma, everything. He gave a big instruction of everything lying on the bed of arrows. This is the beauty actually. The person is lying in the bed of arrows and then he is speaking the perfect philosophy. Everything perfect he is talking. So that's Krishna made the arrangement. So like that, the king had a great responsibility. So, and Srila Prabhupada says, in Kali Yuga, the king or the government otherwise levies taxes on the citizen, he becomes responsible for the sinful activities of the citizen. In Kali Yuga, monarchy is abolished because the kings themselves are subjected to the influence of the Kali Yuga. Because the Kali Yuga has an effect on them. They think, they forgot the main purpose of the king. The main purpose of the king, if you notice, all these great kings like Bharat Maharaj, Rishabhadev, they just completely gave up everything at a young age. It's not like they were sitting in the post till 90 years or 100 years or something, and then only the death comes and then takes them out of it. That's what we find actually. We find in the modern history, nobody resigns actually. The king sits there or the prime minister sits there. As long as he is there, he wants to sit there. Why? Because there is nothing. There is just want to get only the thing, not to do anything in return for the citizens actually. But if you do that way, then you are responsible. Then you have to get karma. People sometimes, whether I believe in karma or not believe in karma. So it's not a question of belief actually. Because it is there. Because it's there. You have to take birth. You have to take birth as a dog. There was one, I don't want to mention who, there was one prime minister was there, and there is after the passing away, they made according to astrology, they said this person, after that he became took birth as a dog in Switzerland or somewhere. So what is the use?
Sweden, last time you told us.
Still hope I didn't say who is that. That's good, let it be like a secret only. It's an open secret. Open secret. It's open secret. Your memory is very this thing. Yeah, it's open secret. Because here we don't want to create any friction here. Because this is a problem. Because they don't know. They don't know what they are going to become. But Shastra has information. The way you behave like this, then you are going to become like that. So we have to, how much careful we should be. Okay, given a choice, no, I don't want to be a king or I don't want to be gay. Because it comes with a great responsibility. If you don't look after them, if you don't look after the citizen properly, and then if you misuse all of that, then you are going to be born in a very abominable condition. So that we should remember. And at the same time, we find great kings also. Srila Prabhupada mentioned about Sibi, Maharaj Sibi. Maharaj Sibi was a great king. And he was so great that the devatas, they wanted to test him actually. This once two birds, one hunter bird and another pigeon, they just came. The hunter bird is chasing pigeon. And then the pigeon came and sheltered just came into the king and then took shelter of the king. So as a matter of duty, he has to give shelter. Anybody asks for shelter, he has to give shelter. So he told the hunter bird, no, you don't take this, the pigeon has taken shelter under me, so no. No, but hunter bird started arguing, but my food is a pigeon, you have to give something. So then I will give some equivalent meat. No, I don't want anything like that. So then he gave his from his body, he just gave flesh. But this is a mystical bird, the mystical bird, the weight was so much. Then finally he has to himself sit in the weighing machine to counteract. Then at that time, they revealed themselves. So his Agni and Dharma Devata, they came to test the king. How they were attached to this Dharma. Because this is like a, you have taken shelter? No, 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 I can't do anything. I will wash my hand and go away. No, they can't do that. This is the duty. This is the beauty. It's like the king is so much responsible. Like the same way, there's one of the Chola kings also. He performed something. His son performed some activity. He went on the chariot and he killed one calf. So the mother cow came and then complained to the king. This nowadays, you know, people think they are from fairy tales, you know, but it's all documented in the history actually. Because in every kingdom, there will be a big bell will be there. Big bell, you know, like big bell. That bell is like whoever has any kind of concerns or any kind of issues or anything, they will come and ring the bell. Actually, then the king's life, the bell will not be rung at all, generally. Because one day, there's a king. King noticed that sound. That is, if the sound is coming, that means a king is feeling something very, very bad in my kingdom. And then what has happened? That was a cow. Cow is just ringing the bell. So then king understood that is because his son committed an activity by doing this chariot, this thing, and he killed a calf, and the cow is expressing her grief. So this is system. Whatever thing you are experiencing, then I have to. So then he killed his son also, like that. So it's like kings were like that. No, you are thinking it's a big joke actually. Yeah, it is. Because in modern context, if somebody thinks like that, you know, like, that fellow is a fool. Just one animal is coming there and crying or something, and why would you kill your son? You know, like, but their level of advancement is so much. Because they want to be so much dharmic actually. Because the king, that is the beauty. Now, they gave up everything. Now, like they see Maharaj Bharat, you know, we are talking about Maharaj Bharat and all their descendants. They gave up everything actually. Whatever you can conceive of, they gave everything. Why? Because they were the true representative of the Lord. They wanted to engage themselves also. Because they wanted to set an example. Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Edyat Acharati Sreshta. Because if the Sreshta is not setting the example, then where the people will go? There is no example to follow. Okay, so you keep on siphoning the money, you keep on doing some nefarious things, and then everybody is saying, this is the example you are setting, so I should be doing the same thing. People will do the same thing. But if you behave like that, that is why this is a big lesson for all of us. We may not be kings, we may not be big administrative thing, but whatever position we are in, we can do things also. According to our level, we can be honest, we can do things in such a way so that we can help us and also help others also. And Srila Prabhupada makes a point here. It is understood from the Ramayana, then Vibhishana became friends with Lord Ramachandra. He promised that if by chance he broke the laws of friendship with Lord Ramachandra, he would become a Brahmana or a king in Kali Yuga. So this is a curse actually. Because in the Kali Yuga, it is said, in the Kali Yuga, the Brahmanas will they just want to acquire money, acquire this. All the Brahminical qualities will be diminishing. As we read in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the evil effects of Kali Yuga. As the Kali Yuga progresses, they will become like a sutratve. Just somebody will have one thread, then he will be considered like a Brahmana. So that doesn't happen like that. You have to become a Brahmana is a big thing. This Jarmana, Jayate, Shudra, Samskarat, Bhave, Dvija, Vedapatat, Bhave, Vipra, Brahma, Jarat, Iti, Brahmana. The Brahmana has to go through all these things. It's not like just putting one thread and then becomes a Brahmana. But so that is why it is a joke. It's like being a Brahmana is like a joke. That's why Vibhishana is saying, he wants to take birth as a Brahmana. Because he is cursing, if I lose this friendship, then might as well take birth as a Brahmana or a king. Because the king also, the modern day kings, like that only. They don't have any kind of value system. So, Srila Prabhupada says, in this age, as Vibhishana indicated, both Brahmanas and kings are in a wretched condition. Actually, there are no kings or Brahmanas in this age. And due to their absence, the whole world is a chaotic condition. It is always in distress. Actually, Srila Prabhupada refers to the ideal king in one of the purports. Just a few lines only, I will read this. In the Parikshit, regarding Parikshit Maharaj in the Canto 1, Srila Prabhupada refers to this. Parikshit Maharaj was an ideal king and a householder because he was a devotee of the personality of Godhead. A devotee of the Lord automatically has all good qualification, and the emperor was a typical example of this. Personally, he had no attachment for all the worldly opulence in the possession. But since he was a king for all around welfare of the citizens, he was always busy in welfare work for the public. Not only for his life, but also for the next. For this life, and but also for the next. He would not allow slaughterhouses or killing of cows. He was not a foolish and partial administrator who would arrange for the protection of one living being and allow another being to be killed. So this is like the Srila Prabhupada gives very, very elaborate purports on this ideal king. The ideal king is very important actually, because of the, based on the king, the citizens are there, and the citizens, because the king is thinking, if I help these my citizens and they became the devotees of the Lord, then he will also get the benefit. And the citizens, they will also go back home, back to Godhead. So that way, you know, like he will become like the instrument. He is like an instrument in them becoming serious in Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. So that is why kings will have great responsibility. So that's when they sometimes, like you see in the scriptures you read, the king will go in disguise actually. Sometimes, like Ramachandra Murthy also, like Lord Ramachandra Murthy, when he was a king, he went in disguise also, and then see how what people are like. It's sometimes you have ministers and others, they will give some information which may not be right actually, and they will give some false information. So he himself will go personally and find out how things are happening and whether things are going on all right, and any kind of insider information he will get like that. So that way, why they did? Because they wanted to serve the citizens actually. Also, if you notice, the king had a immense wealth actually. When they had immense wealth, they put the immense wealth not just in the casino or this or that, that type of thing. They put all the money, all this wealth in building the big temples actually. Like now you find the big temple. You won't find, Srila Prabhupada says, this type of temples cannot be built now. Not be built, like you go to Srirangam, you go to Kanchipuram, all these big temples. You cannot build a temple like that actually, because they put so much money or so much energy. Why did they build all these temples? Not only they build the temples, they build the temples and they gave so much in the kind of patta. They gave so much money, so much land, so much of things, so that for the maintenance of the temple, because they knew that hospital will cure only the bodily problems. Body problem can be solved with the hospital. But as the ages go, because what is going to cater for the needs of the Atma? Only the temple, the worship, the puja, the harikatha, whatever the, these things are happening, that is going to help. That is why even you go to now even remote village nowadays, even if you go, now even we are talking about Kali Yuga, but even if you go to a remote village there, some temple will be there, some katha will be happening actually. You go, some Bahavat katha will be, Prahlad Charitra, Dhruva Charitra, something other. I remember when I was a student, like there was in the school, 75 days or 7, continuous Mahabharata discourse. It's like a crystal crowd was coming. It's not like a Kali Yuga, even though Kali Yuga is worse, but the problem is still the good thing in Kali Yuga. Still people are interested. The temples are full. But again, that is why we have a big market actually. Because we have big market, we have people are interested, people will be coming because they are looking for opportunities. See, especially now because so many things are topsy-turvy, so many problems are there, and people are looking for solutions actually. Because they tried all the material solutions and then they are kind of fried actually. With all the material solution, they are looking for some solution if they can. So that is why as a devotees, we have a great responsibility. Like we can give them, yes. Yeah, we are not saying that, okay, we are not cheating people. We are saying this, if you have a problem, you have to go to the doctor, We are not saying that here we are treating everything. But this is an eternal process. Where you come here, you just follow the process. And this way, you don't have to take birth again into this material world. That type of solution we are trying to offer. So this is like so the kings had that responsibility. That's why they built all the big temples and they ensured the worship is going on wonderfully everywhere.
The kings, actually I read somewhere, the temple worship is not finished and then the king will not take the food actually. Because there is a, used to be the ghanti, the bell will be there. So when the temple bell is rung, that means, you know, like that is whatever, the 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And once the king hears the bell, okay, that means the Lord has eaten the boga, and then only he will take food. Such a, see, this is like a, sometimes now you feel like a, whether this was part of the material world, sometimes now we feel like a, you know, people were like that. I said, because people, king was living so far, and this thing, you know, like a bell, you know, like the bell will, it's like a propagating, you know, that sound. So once the sound comes to him, then only he'll say, okay, now that the temple bill has rung. That means the Lord has accepted the boga. So now he will eat. So like that, people were like, so that, with that type of consciousness, if the king is there, then there is no problem. Then it's like a Ramarajya only. That's a Ramarajya. Because then, if that type, that's why Srila Prabhupada says, in the Madhurad Yudhishthira kingdom, people will not have any fear, anxiety, the rain was coming, everything was there, the sun was shining, everything wonderfully. Because there is no kind of disasters, all these things. Nothing is there. Why? Because everything favorable. Because if you are doing everything favorably in the service of the Lord, all the devatas, that they are very happy. The third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if you do everything wonderfully, the devatas are also, they are providing everything wonderful. Like we find in the example of Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj got very angry with Mother Earth. And then Prithu Maharaj, then and after the Mother Earth explained, because I don't want to provide these things for the demons. Why she will provide? Because yeah, she will provide the basic things only. The scarcity will be there. Why? Because people are not following the process. If they do Sankirtan, then because of that everything, all the prosperity will flourish actually. So that is why it's the king's duty is a very, very wonderful person. Because even though from external point of view, king's position is very, very glorious, but the responsibility is very heavy also. Heavy duty. Because if you perform, if a Sudra performs one mistake, then he gets one type of reaction. If a Vaishya performs, he gets one type of reaction. If a Kshatriya, he gets it. And if a Brahmana performs a mistake, then he gets the highest reaction. Because he has the knowledge, he has the understanding, still he commits a mistake. So that is so same way, king also has a very great responsibility. Like here, Prabhupada says about Maharaj Gaya. Here he says, he was full in Brahman realization, and consequently he was always jubilant. He did not experience material lamentation. This is Bhagavad Gita is mentioning Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Na Sochati Na Kangshati. Because if he is in that position, although he was perfect in all respects, he was not proud, nor was he anxious to rule the kingdom. So this is the beauty. The beauty is, yes, everything, but still he is not anxious. Now people are very anxious. When will I be kicked out of the position? When will I go out? So that is where the worry comes. The worry comes because I will be kicked out of this position, because before that I have to amass everything. But if the king is there, like I am doing my duty, after doing my duty, I will just become like a whatever. Like then he has performs his duty perfectly, and then he gets the recipient of Krishna's mercy. Then he goes back to Godhead if he performed his duty properly. So that way, he is doing all the duties, like Srila Prabhupada very nicely explained in this here, Poshana, Prinana, Upapalana, and Anusasana. Everything is done by the king. It's like as a father does the same thing. Actually, there is no difference between a father and a king. Father is head of state, as a head of for the family. King is the head of state for the whole country. That's it. So this is like a small subset. It's a small subset of the bigger one. So whatever. So the same thing for us also. We are looking after, so when we look after children or when we look after our dependents, yes, we have to look after them. We have to give them material comforts and also spiritual comforts. Spiritual thing, that is more important. Because if you don't do that, I just only give only material education, material. One day that will also go away. And then we will go away and then they will be left with nothing actually. They won't have realization. So that's why from the beginning only we have to give this habit. Like here Srila Prabhupada says in the towards the end of the purport, says Maharaj Gaya was compared to present standards, Maharaj Gaya was a true representative of Lord Vishnu. He was known as Mahapurusha. He was a true representative of the Lord. Because this is a true representative. If you are a true representative of the Lord, then you have to represent the interest of the Lord. What is the Lord's interest? Lord is saying, please come back. He is saying, what are you doing in the material world? Natad bhasayate suryo nasasanko na pavakah yad gatvana nivartante taddhama paramamama. Lord Krishna is asking, he's asking people, come back to my abode. So the king is working towards that, how to engage the citizen in the service of the Lord, so that end of the life they can also go back to the Supreme Lord, Supreme Lord's abode. So that way king's position is wonderful. Like we can learn many things from this episode, like how we should conduct ourselves. We may not be kings, but whatever position we are in, from where we can conduct. So I'll stop here. If there is any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Some people say that this coronavirus is
like
Ugra Karma. Is that right?
Ugra Karma. Maybe whatever we might have. Ugra, there is two things. You know, like we have a individual karma, we have a collective karma, because Ugra Karma is also, you have done something, Ugra Karma, and then we are reaping the results of that. Maybe possible, because it's like a but only thing is, somehow we have put into this condition, and which is becoming more and more critical, and this thing, but it's difficult. Yeah, it is. The history has seen many things like that. It's not completely new, because we have seen all the Spanish flus, this, that, so many things. This is again one variant of something. Yes, it's that way. It is Ugra Karma. Yeah.
So, as the collective karma, obviously ordinary people are dying,
yep.
The devotees are passing away also.
Yes, correct.
Not just the exalted devotees, not only devotees, yes, are passing and they're passing. So, it seems like there's no difference, but then is this for devotees, is it still for karma, or are they at the reputation of the Lord?
Oh, because see, their devotee's position is always safe, because devotee knows where he goes. Okay, whether he passes away through coronavirus, or passes away through accident, or passes away through normal peaceful life. Because devotee, whatever situation he passes away, he leaves the world, his meditation is always on the Lord. So that way, devotee's position, devotee yad gatva na nivartante taddhama paramamama. So he goes to that place because he is meditating on the Lord. So his position is transcendental to this material position. So all this karma, because Krishna says, karmani nirdahati kintucha bhakti bhajam. Because sometimes the effect of the karma may act on that, but it is not going to act on them like they also going to become like a, no, because their whole life they have dedicated in the service of the Lord. This is like a material body, one day it will disappear. Depending on some situation, it will disappear. Some accident, it may disappear. Sometimes some virus, it may disappear. Or it may be something else, it will disappear. But Lord Krishna is not protect. Sometimes he may protect the body, sometimes he may not protect the body. Like a Parikshit Maharaj's case, when Parikshit Maharaj was in the womb of the mother, he protected. Mother Uttara came and begged, and then he protected. But the same Parikshit Maharaj was then, he was in the about to be killed by the bitten by the snake. At that time he didn't protect actually. So why? Because there is a reason. Same way, sometimes devotees, maybe Krishna likes, he can do anything, just a fraction of a second only everything will happen. So it's not a problem. But so sometimes Krishna has a different plan. Sometimes that's when we find sometimes it's very difficult to come to terms with sometimes very exalted devotees pass away. Maybe our understanding is like from our understanding, but Krishna has his understanding also. Krishna has another project, another plan. Maybe we don't know. Because that's why. So it's we have to leave it to the Krishna's will, and we pray to Krishna. So that way, that is the safest approach actually. So, but definitely, whatever way they pass away, Krishna looks after them. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham, this is like a Satata Yuktanam, Bhajatam, Preeti Purvaham. So he will give the intelligence so that they can come back to him. So we don't have to worry about that.
Another thing quite important is that you mentioned how devotees take this, the attitude of devotees with this coronavirus.
Yes.
And the attitude of non-devotee make a lot of difference.
Yeah. Yes, correct. Devotee, everything takes, actually, he's taking, like, Srila Prabhupada quotes this sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, Tattena Kampam Susimiksham. If I'm going through some suffering, devotee thinks, actually, I should be suffering more. Devotee always thinks, like, I should be suffering more because Krishna is very kind, he has given only a token reaction only. So devotee thinks like that. Actually, it's not only thinking, it is a fact actually. Because whatever the activities we have done in the previous lives or many, many lives, we have done so many atrocities, so many things. Now, if all the reaction is given to us, then we will not even get up actually. So Krishna has given only a small token reaction. So that we can at least use some free will to surrender to Krishna. So that way, devotee always thinks, puts himself in a position that I deserve this. You know, like a devotee never thinks I deserve this. Actually, I don't deserve, but Krishna is very kind. He has very kindly given this. Let me try to use this. Okay, even this opportunity, yes, now if I have this situation, like how I can use it best to serve Krishna. So that way, you know, like that attitude is very important. Not just like keep on blaming Krishna. Krishna, you have given everything like this. No, Krishna has given me what we have done. Either Prabhupada explains or two activities, Ugra Karma and Urukrama. Ugra Karma is like all this type of activity. Urukrama is wonderful activities of the Lord. So when we keep hearing about the Supreme Lord, all these evil effects of this Kali Yuga will go away. But it may take time, but it will eventually go away. We have seen many things, and now we have come this, okay, this will also pass by, no? It will come to this, come out of this also, eventually.
हरे कृष्ण ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय